Hello?
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Matt, what do you recall from your time with Michael Vick in Atlanta?
I'm sorry, what was that? What do I recall?
Yeah, what do you recall about the relationship and all the time you had?
You know, it was a tremendous time. You know, I spent 3 years starting out my career behind Mike and learning from him, watching him, how he went about his game planning and his week of work in preparation for the game on Sunday. There was so much there for me to learn and to watch and observe, and he taught me a tremendous amount about the quarterback position to when I got my opportunity that I could apply so many different things that you know, he went through and how he handled the situations that was very valuable for me.
Matt, Mike has kind of admitted frequently since signing with the Eagles that he didn't put enough effort in, he didn't practice hard, he didn't probably set the best example as a quarterback. Did you, you know, at that point, were you thinking that also? Or, I mean, you said you learned a lot from him, but
right,
he's kind of come forward with these admissions.
No, he has, and rightfully so. But, you know, he still went out there on Sundays and got the job done. But, you know, a lot of the stuff that I took away from watching Mike and observing him was a lot of the stuff that, because obviously on the field, he was such a special player that I couldn't duplicate or learn from his athleticism and how fast he, because I wasn't that type of guy. But just watching him go through the game plan and how he studied and in the film room and dealing with the media on a weekly basis, how he just carried himself, you know, stuff that I could draw from. But you can definitely see he's a changed person and a guy that is realizing what he can do, putting in the extra time and the time spent getting ready for the game, studying. You know, it's really paying off this year, and he's having tremendous success.
Did you ever think that to yourself in your 3 years? Like, wow, if this guy really did put in that other part of the game that he wasn't, what kind of a weapon he would be?
I did. You know, I did. And at the time, you know, he was doing so many great things. But, you know, I definitely thought that you know, if he just spent an extra hour or two here throughout the week or whatever, that you know, it would be absolutely amazing what he would, you know, just show on film and accomplish on the field on Sunday.
Have you watched with any special interest what he's done so far this year?
You know, I have, because you know, he's played on national TV a few times now, and I think we've had a couple games where we've had common opponents here so far, but you can just see that his passing skills and the way he's able to handle himself in the pocket and then out of the pocket and scrambling around, but still looking downfield and finding receivers. And he's been tremendously accurate and efficient throwing the football, and all the while still using his athleticism to run and, you know, create big plays that way as well, and keeping the defense off balance.
Have you talked to him at all?
You know, I haven't. I haven't really gotten a chance to talk to him.
Matt, can you sum up the season so far for you guys? You know, I would think you would have thought you would have been a little bit better than 5-6 after the way you ended last year.
Well, no question about that. You know, we anticipated being a little bit further along than we are right now at this point. But we can't do anything about the past. We have to move forward and look forward to this week against Philadelphia and then the next coming weeks. But you know, it's been a roller coaster year, up and down. You know, coming out of the gates and being 4-2 at our bye week, and then losing 4 straight, especially the way we lost a few of the games. You know, the San Diego, the Jacksonville, the Jets game in a row there that you know, really came down the wire and could have went either way, and in the fashion that we lost them. But you know, that's the way this game goes sometimes, and you can only bounce back and come back the next week.
How much trash did you and Mike talk about Virginia Tech?
That was there was definitely a lot of talk going on about that game. Definitely, you know, some things going on, some clothing that had to be worn throughout the facility. And I think mostly it was me wearing it, because I think the last time we won was my senior year there in 2003. So I definitely lost out on that one. But I might have won one year if I think he gave me points, because we were underdogs by a whole lot.
He said he took some money out of your wallet, too. Is that true?
Yeah, there's no question about that. And he probably did take, not that he needed it at the time, you know. But he definitely took some from me, which I definitely could have used it.
Are you helping out the defense at all this week in such a short turnaround, trying to guard against Michael having played near him, or is he just too different now to even?
No, it's so hard. No, nothing I would say would really you know, help. You know, Greg Knapp, our quarterback coach, who is our offensive coordinator in Atlanta, is up there. But, you know, I've got too much, you know, on my plate getting ready on a short week for Philadelphia's defense to think about that.
Matt, did you grow up an Eagles fan?
I did. I grew up just outside Philadelphia in Westchester. Spent 10 years living there, and then, you know, went on to college.
So you kind of know the Eagles organization. Last summer when they signed Michael, were you surprised?
You know, I wasn't. You know, I thought that would be a good fit for Mike, you know, especially coming in with Donovan there and a guy that's very similar to him and a guy he can relate to real well, and that, you know, they're good friends. And just for them to, you know, get together and put their heads together. And I thought it was a good organization, a good fit for Mike to come in and get himself back into the league and get back playing and in a system that he was familiar with.
You know, Matt, there were a lot of perceptions about Mike when he came back into the league, especially because of, you know, the crimes he committed and what he did for. But as a teammate, did you have a good relationship with him, or is it not, you know, did the public not see the side that you saw?
No, I definitely think so. We had a great relationship. You know, we got along real well. Mike, you know, when the 3 years I spent with him, Mike's a quiet nature guy. You know, he's a quiet individual who just went about his business, you know, kept to himself a lot of the time. But, you know, a guy that, you know, came to work every day and put his time in and went out and produced and played well. But he was a good teammate and a guy that was well-respected in our locker room.
Hey, Matt, can you talk about your Westchester East roots and kind of some people who are instrumental in that, and if you'll have anybody following you at the game on Thursday?
Well, yeah, we got a bunch of family and friends that are going to be at the game, but, you know, one guy, you know, my head football coach in high school, Joe Carroll, he was really instrumental in my development as a football player, quarterback, and, you know, even as a person as a whole. You know, he just always being around him, you know, teaches not just about football, but, you know, how to be, you know, a good human being and a good person off the field. You know, he was one guy that was instrumental growing up.
And what will you take away from the secondary after watching how Jay Cutler kind of went down the field on the Eagles secondary?
Well, you know, the secondary for Philly, I mean, they've got some veteran guys that have played some football, and, you know, if Asante's back, you know, he's a guy that adds a lot of, veteran leadership to that group. But, you know, they put themselves in position to make plays, and they create a bunch of turnovers. But the Chicago game, you know, there's just some underneath throws that turned into, you know, catch and runs and some big gains. So it's just something you got to identify what's going on and find the right guy to throw it to.
How many ticket requests did you have for this game? Are we talking a couple hundred here? Or?
No, not that many. Whoa, no, I don't know if there's that many seats available up there, but no, I ended up with about 30 tickets.
Matt, what do you recall about your appearance in 2006 when you came off the bench? And, you know, I mean, you know Philadelphia. What do you expect in Thursday night?
Oh, it's gonna be fun. It's a tremendous atmosphere up there. And, you know, it's growing up an Eagles fan and going to the Vet to watch the games. It's you know, the best fans, I think, you know, hands down in the country. You know, growing up and everything. You know, definitely down here in Houston we have some great ones, but up there in Philly, you know, it's going to be a raucous stadium and it's going to be a fun atmosphere, and we're looking forward to it.
How about the 06 game? Do you have any special recollections?
I think it was our last game of the season. Yeah. I think it was the last one and my last game with Atlanta. And, you know, it was a lot of fun to be able to come in and, you know, get some time there in the second half. And, you know, I think we lost by a touchdown, but we had a chance. We threw one deep and completed and had a chance, but we didn't have any timeouts to stop the clock there. But, you know, it was a fun time.
Do you think that helped you? Or how did that help you, you know, moving from Atlanta to Houston? I mean, that was just another game that you had that kind of showed that maybe you have more of a future than as a backup, I would think.
Yeah, when you're a backup in this league, and any time you can get an opportunity to go in and play, whether it is preseason or during the regular season, you want to take advantage of that time and make the most of it and go out and prove that you can be a starter in this league. And that's the way I approached any time that I got the chance to play, which I got a bunch in the preseason. And then there were a few times when Mike got nicked up that I went in and in reserve duty. And it was something that you just want to go in and perform your job and do what's expected of you.
Do you remember remember specifically what kind of Virginia Tech gear you had to wear around Flowery Branch?
I mean, it was anything from a sweatshirt or a T-shirt. It wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't, you know, a jersey or anything. It was just, you know, just a regular hat or shirt.
So you weren't wearing a Michael Vick jersey through?
No, no, there was no jersey, no.
Okay, good.
Exactly.
given the way you guys had had, you know, a few rough losses this season, not to say you want to see a guy out there throwing punches, but was Andre kind of exemplary of the fire you guys have to keep competing down the stretch and try to put a run together?
Yeah, that might be a little bit of the case. You know, whenever we play Tennessee, it's always one of those type of games. It's a toe-to-toe slugfest that, you know, seems to always come down to the fourth quarter. And, you know, him and Andre and Finnegan, they always have, you know, heated battle between them every time we play. We had a scuffle last year when we played there week two, and it's just something that comes with the nature of the rivalry. And, you know, by no means is Andre that type of guy. And, you know, he said that it's not his personality, but when you're facing a guy that you've had skirmishes with before and it's a heated battle, things tend to happen. And, you know, it escalated, beyond the point that anyone wanted it to, but, that's the game.
I guess you were relieved that he didn't get suspended, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when we found out that, you know, that was the case, you know, we were definitely relieved that, you know, it was just a fine and no suspension, that we'd be able to move forward and go on.
Is there a feeling after that win, Matt, that you guys have kind of put everything together at just the right time of year now and are primed for a run?
Well, that's what we're planning on. But, you know, it was one game and we got to move on to the next one and put back-to-back wins and move forward. But, you know, it is that time of year. It's, you know, it's time to buckle up, and it's December now, and to start stringing some wins together.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. Thank
you. Take care.